Hello, everybody. You're tuning in to Time to Talk podcast. Of course, you know that this is Francesca, and I had a pretty busy week, everybody. So I'm sorry I'm kind of laid up here. You know what I'm saying? Big apologies to everybody. You know, I had a lot going on. And plus, you know, I had to show my respects to my homegirl, Anaya. I went to her funeral and it was packed, okay? She had mad love and mad friends that really cared about her. So big ups to Anaya. Rest in peace. Guys, what is going on? I miss you guys. I am so sorry. I had a busy week, so I apologize about that. Like I said before, if you have any questions or comments or opinions, if you want to send a shout out, you already know what to do. Email me or link up with me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. Guys, oh my God. I mean, I know I'm late and everything, and like I said before, I apologize, but I just got through watching season 6, episode 1 of Power, and it is crazy. It is very crazy, and it's going to be an interesting season, but little do y'all know that it's the last of season 6, the final betrayal, so y'all might want to tune to that and download Starz app or order Starz app on your cable provider, whatever the case may be. But anyway, like I was saying, you can also like me on Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter. You can follow me on Facebook by looking up Let's Talk. If you want to send comments or whatever the case may be, feel free to do so, you know. But Power was so freaking amazing, guys. You know, I had a wonderful time looking at it. You know, like I said before, I've been busy. I've been working and everything, you know. And my fellow listeners, I am so sorry I haven't tuned in to you guys. Oh, you don't know how bad I feel. I feel like so bad. And I need to pop myself for that. But anyway, on the Power, how did y'all feel about the theme song with Trey Songz and Ace Boogie and 50 Cent, you know? As for me, I mean, I gotta get used to it. I mean, you know, I think personally that 50 Cent should have left it with the Joe scene, but you know, I was looking forward to that song. This is a big rich town. I mean, he still got it, but it's like a different person singing it. I'm so interested in hearing Joe's voice when the theme song comes on, but yo, 50 Cent came with another flavor, so shouts out to 50 Cent, you know, for the new remix of Big Rich Town. I mean, you know, I guess I gotta get used to it. You know, I'm already hurt that Power is leaving. It's not gonna be any more Power. I'm very upset about that. Then he gonna switch the song up, you know what I'm saying? I was like, man, you gonna switch the song up. Then you're gonna let us know that it's no more Power. I mean, 50, you come with full, I mean, you always come with full surprises. I wonder what you have out next. What do you have next? You know, I'm very curious to know. But from little do I know, it's supposed to be a spinoff show that has something to do with Power. So I want to see, you know, how that works out, how that's going to be, you know, or whatnot. You know, I'm very anxious to know. I'm just so curious right now. But yes, I'm very curious about that. And speaking of, you know, I just got a lot of shout outs. So, you know, big ups to everybody that's liking my show. You know, got a couple of emails said, Fran, you're doing an amazing job. So, you know, especially to my COVID fashion listeners out there. My COVID fashion listeners, I never forget you guys. You know, like I said before, I just been real busy. You know, I had a situation going on or whatnot. So, guys, I hope you understand. I might have a COVID special edition coming to you sooner than you think, okay? But anyway, I would like to send a shout out to my daughter, Charzette. She's getting ready to do flagging today. You know, she's going away to another county to, you know, they're doing an away football game. So I want to give a special shout out to her and wish her luck and her team, you know, and everything, the band and everything. So yeah, big shout out to my lovely daughter. And guys, we gotta take a break. So you guys, make sure you stay tuned and you're tuning in to Time to Talk FM. So we'll be back. We are back, guys. You are tuning in to Time to Talk podcast. And of course, you know that this is Francesca coming to you with, you know, late news or whatever. But, you know, hey, you know, just listen to me. Anyway, before the break, you know, we were talking about the power and I was just looking at the previews. I watched the previews like twice. So it's going to be so amazing. You guys, you just don't know. Guys, Angela died. Oh my God, she died. Guys, can you believe it? She died. I was like, oh my God. Like, what is going on? Like, what in the world is going on? I can't believe she's out of season 6. But anyway, guys, anyway, it's probably best for her because, of course, you know, keep in mind to inform you guys that after, I think it's a lot of episodes, but after that last episode, guys, it is not going to be any more power. Well, 50, he created another sequel to like add on. So I'm wondering who is going to be the head of the game. I'm telling you, you know, it's going to be another spinoff sequel or whatever. But 50 Cent, you know, he always has surprises for us. And I really dig 50 Cent on what he done and everything. Like, he improvised. So, guys, big ups to 50. And, you know, I was just basically talking about the theme song and, you know, how I got used to the Joe version, you know. But I'm trying to get adjusted to the the Trey Songz version and everything version. And I just can't. I don't know. I'm so used to the Joe version. What do my listeners, what do you think out there? Do you prefer the older version of the theme song power or do you prefer the new version? You know, I think the new version is going to be based on, you know, basically, you know, the spinning off sequel. So what do you guys think? You can always link up with me and tell me what you think about the theme song at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. Or you can like send a comment on Facebook. You know, I'll get in and send you guys a special shout out or whatever the case may be. But anyway, guys, moving on. Oh my God. I am just browsing, guys. I'm browsing. Just plain out browsing. But guys, I just don't understand these things. You know what I'm saying? But guys, we got to take a break, so stay tuned, guys, and we will be back. You're tuning in to Time to Talk podcast. We'll be back. Back, you are tuning in to Time to Talk podcast. Of course, you know that this is Francesca, and I'm coming to you with just different types of things, different types of theory. Anyway, if you have any questions or comments or just want to send an email, go like, hey friend, how you doing? I love your show. Keep on doing what you're doing, etc., etc. You can link up with me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. Anyway, guys, before the break, I was just talking about power and everything, but we're going to move on to something not too juicy, you know, because it's not juicy to me, you know. I don't know what it is. You listeners out there, it might be juicy to you. Anyway, I was looking on TMZ.com and I see R. Kelly. Guys, you know who R. Kelly is and everything. I'm pretty sure y'all watched the show on Lifetime. Whatever the case may be, how different women, you know, came out, you know, and just basically said, you know, hey, this is what R. Kelly did to me. Okay, of course, y'all know that he is in prison right now. Okay, for the crime that he committed, you know, y'all already know what it is to all my listeners out there and everything. Like, he got a lot of counts, guys. I mean, you know, women are standing up now. Women are now coming out with, you know, a lot of stuff. I mean, it was like something like what Bill Cosby did, but, you know, it was, I don't know what to say about R. Kelly, but anyway. Guys, he is trying to plead to the judge to take him out of solitary. For those who don't know what solitary is, when you go to prison, solitary is like when you, solitaire or whatever it is, you be locked down. You have no access to general population. You have no access to anything. Like, you're staring basically at four bare walls or whatever the case may be. But anyway, guys, he is pleading to the judge. He's like, look, I can't be in solitary no more. So R. Kelly basically want to be out there with the general public. You know, I want to know your comments about that situation, guys, because this is serious. Like, you're out in the general public. Like, you're setting yourself up for failure. This is my opinion. He's setting himself up for failure because little do you know, people in prison, they don't play when it comes to raping and killing children or that. So you want to be out there in the public, like, population, and they already know what you did. I mean, your face is all over TV. The people in prison look at TV or whatever the case may be. But guys, how do you feel about that situation? You know, you can link up with me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. But as for me, I don't think it's safe because, like, he's setting himself to get killed or something can happen to him before he appears and really in front of the judge for his charges or whatnot. So I don't know, R. Kelly, you might want to have second thoughts about that. You might want to sit in solitary for a little bit because everybody out here in the world knows basically what you have done. So you're pleading to the judge. You want to go out there in the general population or whatever the case may be. Good luck up on that, my friend. Anyway, guys, what is going on out there? Is everybody having a wonderful day? I hope so. If you have any comments, you know, you can link up with me. Link up with me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. Anyway, guys, I'm just sitting here. I'm just, you know, this is my available time right now before, you know, I head to work and do what I have to do. Guys, I was listening on the radio and, oh my God, Lord, I don't understand. Like, we all need to get along. We just all need to get along, you know. I just want to say a quote to you guys. Life is too short to hold grudges. And what I mean by that is, like, if you're mad at somebody, it's going to come to a time and point to forgive. Because life is too short right now. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, the way the world is going and, you know, it's just, life is just basically too short, you know. So, you know, if you have a problem with somebody, I mean, you know, just go like, hey, I don't want no problems at all. You know, you can have that there. You know, just you know, just be careful of your surroundings, because the world out here is crazy. And like right now, the way the world going, people, you know, just really don't care about their surroundings and their well-beings. I mean, like, it's terrible. And, you know, some of it has something to do with the president, you know, some of it has something to do with, you know, the population or whatever the case may be. But whatever you do, you stand strong and stand firm and stand tall, and just don't let nobody bring you down, because, I mean, the world is crazy out there. And, you know, I'm not gonna lie to you, I miss my family and everything, but nowadays I'm just, you know, trying to keep it mellow, trying to keep it to myself, trying to be calm, cool, and collected. So anyway, guys, stay tuned. We'll be back, and you guys are tuning in to Time to Talk Podcast. We'll be right back. And we are back. Of course, you know, this is Time to Talk Podcast. And of course, you know that this is Francesca. I am coming to you back before the break. Oh my God. I'm just sitting here before the break, like during the break, actually. I'm looking at Belly 2. Do y'all remember Belly 1? You know, I thought Belly 1 was better than 2. I couldn't understand like anything off of Belly 2. But the game, he did his job. He did a wonderful thing or whatnot. So big ups to the game. You know, I was just browsing on Stars app. Oh my God, they got over 1,000 movies, guys, on the Stars app. I mean, if you don't have Stars app, then you don't have nothing. So y'all need to go download Stars app. You know, of course, y'all, it got Power up there. It got a lot of series, original series up there. So won't y'all go do yourself a favor and download the Stars app? I'm pretty sure you'll like it. But anyway, I just got the phone with my fiance, everybody. So big shout out to my wonderful fiance. I know that y'all heard him the last time on the on one of the episodes. I can't think of it right now in the back of my mind. I asked him how he felt about Trump. Like, y'all don't understand. He is so funny, guys. He keep me rolling. He keep me on my toes, you know. So big shout out to Willie. I love you. And, you know, but he has me glowing and everything. And I want to send a special shout out also to all my COVID Fashion listeners out there. I also do a special edition of COVID's Fashions on Time to Talk. I had a lot of listeners when it came to COVID Fashion and everything. I have another special edition for you guys that's coming up very shortly, you know, sooner than you think. But anyway, guys, if you have any comments or questions, or if you want to know anything about me, you can follow me on Twitter, guys, under at Francesca, you know, FRANCHESTCA. I know my name is kind of long, but yes, if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can. Also, I'm on Facebook under Let's Talk, you know. And I'm also, guys, if you want to link up with me, I also have an email if you want to send a special shout out or whatever the case may be. And that is timetotalkfm@gmail.com. Guys, oh my God, what a day. I done washed clothes. I done talked to you guys. I done turned around and did everything that I'm supposed to do. Getting myself ready, you know, ready for work. You know, even though I do got a talk show, you know, podcast or whatever the case may be, I still gotta, you know, do what I gotta do out there, you know. And, you know, to all my single mothers out there, you know, I know that it's hard, you know, I know that you're doing it on your own and everything, but, you know, I just want to send a special shout out to all my special single, you know, mothers out there that's basically doing it, you know, to survive and help their children, because little do people know, out there, like, living, like, especially single mothers, you know, taking care of their kids, it's hard. And of course, you know, you have some single fathers out there, you know, they're, you know, that's taking care of their kids also, you know, the mother could have died, or, you know, some things just didn't basically turn out the way it should be, you know, where they had to take their kids and take care of them. So no matter what we do, guys, we always make a sacrifice for everything, you know, we always make a sacrifice for everything. And I just want to just send a special shout out to everybody that's like, because we're living in tough times right now, everybody. Little do you know, we are living in tough times right now where we all just basically, we need to just unite. I don't care if it's black, white, Puerto Rican, Haitian. We just basically need to unite, you know, and come together, because, like, For number one, we have a stupid ass president, okay? And yes, I said it, we have a stupid ass president right now. And number two, like, all these killings going on, all this police brutality and everything, like, we need to come together as one, you know, as one, and come up with a solution, because it's not looking good. I feel like we're basically living in our last days right now. So, you know, on top of that note. But anyway, guys, if you have a question or any comments, or, you know, you want to say hello and how you doing, you know, you could just link up with me at Time to Talk FM. Oh, guys, and just to let you know also that, you know, if you, you know, I'm going to start answering phone calls on this talk show. Can you believe it? Oh my God, like, I got so much in store for you guys, especially on episodes, you know, episode after episode, you know, and seasons or whatever the case may be. And, you know, I'm just so glad. And guys, and just so you can catch up on some things, just to let you know that now I'm on Google Podcasts, everybody. I am officially on Google Podcasts, everybody. Can you believe it? And I'm also on Apple Podcasts. I'm on Pocket, you know, I'm on Pocket Cast. And I'm on Radio Cast, you know. So, guys, if you haven't catched up on my episodes, or my COVID fashion listeners, if you haven't catched up on the COVID fashion, you know, episodes or whatever the case may be, you know, you can always go back and, you know, listen and improvise and, you know, and everything, you know. So I'm just very thankful right now that I have these guys that's distribution me, you know. So it's like a dream come true. It's a miracle, you know. I've been planning this, like I said before, on my first episode when I first started, like, I put blood, sweat, and tears in this, everybody, you know. I might not talk about the things that you don't want to hear or whatever, you know. My motto is, I'm not trying to put everybody out there. I'm not trying to call people out or whatever the situation. But I feel like this, your comments and everything, it basically really matters to me, you know, because it's a lot of stuff that's going on in this world, you know, that, you know, somebody have to talk about it. I mean, you know, like, everybody else talking about it from Wendy Williams, you know, why can't other people talk about it? You know, everybody's entitled to their opinions and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? If you want to know more about me and everything, that's just the way I am. I mean, you know, I accept all races, you know. If you want me to talk about a special topic, I mean, you know, I will, you know. So I'm human like everybody else. you know, I'm going to tell you a little bit about me, because I really didn't tell you too much about me like in my other episodes or whatnot. I just gave you bits and pieces. Okay. I am from originally from, you know, Raleigh, North Carolina. I was born and raised there, you know. I have a wonderful family. You know, I come from a wonderful background, you know, of course, you know, you have some families that have their little situations, you know, you have a family member that have their situations, you know, basically, you know, I'm not perfect, you know, I do have a couple family members that do have a couple situations, you know, sometimes I'm going to talk about it, sometimes I'm not, you know, that's just the way I am, you know, I have a little, you know, I was very popular back in my day, I used to get teased a lot, but, you know, I didn't let it get me down or whatever the case may be. You know, basically I had my heart broken, you know, quite a couple times. I have 3 beautiful girls. Oh my God. They are so beautiful. And they all by the same man, you know, but, you know, quite frankly, it didn't work out, you know, so I have a fiance now. And like I said before, he is the light of my life. You know, my family, you know, my children are off the chain, you know, sometimes they're going to be on, you know, episodes. You're going to go like, what in the world? You know, I did a crazy episode just back. I can't think of what episode it was, but I did an episode where basically you met my, you know, my household family, and you know that's how we roll. You know, we're very real. You know, my fiance is a comedian. I'm a comedian. For those who don't know me, and for those who know me, you know, that's listening and tuning in right now, you already know how I am. So you already know that I'm funny. You know, you already know that I'm outgoing. I don't discriminate any type of way, you know. And basically, I mean, how can I put it? If you don't like me, how can I put it without being so mean? No, fuck it. I'm gonna just put it out there. If you don't like me, I really don't care, you know, because at the end of the day, you're not paying my bills. You're not putting clothes on my kids' back, and you're definitely not putting clothes on my back. So at the end of the day, if you don't like me, so be it. You know, hey, that's your loss. I mean, you got to get to know a person. I'm like this. You have to get to know a person in order to, you know, to not like them. You got to get to know a person to like them. And you know, you have to like me. You don't have to like me, but I'm like this, you will respect me at the end of the day. But I mean, you know, and everybody knows, even if I don't like you or whatever, I still speak, you know, hey, how you doing? And you know, keep it moving. You know, I'm very sincere and sometimes I am emotional, but you know, lately I haven't been that emotional, except for when my friend, you know, Anaya, when she passed or whatever, you know, I was actually emotional because, even though I work with her in the working place, I mean, she had a lovely spirit, you know. And, you know, my favorite color is purple. I just keep it simple, keep it calm, or whatever the case may be. But if you want to know more about me, you can always link up with me and ask me questions, whatever. You know, I'll give you the answer to the best of my ability. You can always link up with me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com, or you can go to Facebook, you know, if you want to know more about me or whatever the case may be. Guys, it is time. I know. It is time for me to go. Yes, boo-hoo. I know. But I got stuff to do, you know, and I might be coming to you live on the COVID special edition, the COVID's fashion special edition. So, you know, this is Francesca, and you're tuning in the Time to Talk podcast. if you, like I said before, if you have any questions, just email me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. Like me on Facebook, send me a special shout out, whatever the case may be. And we are signing off. And until next time, guys, and I'm going to give you a quote. Love thyself, but no one above thee, because ain't nobody going to love me like me. Which means love yourself first, because if you don't love yourself, then who else is going to love you? And this is Francesca, and you're tuning in to Time to Talk podcast, and we're signing off. And y'all have a wonderful weekend. And guys, Labor Day is up here, so y'all be careful. No drinking and driving. Get a designated driver. And I am signing off. And y'all be good, be safe, have a wonderful holiday.